open the conference committee on Senate Bill 31. It's what, 9 o'clock on April 4th or April 5th, and we're back. August. Maybe that was wishful thinking. Let the record reflect April 5th. So, Lizbeth, maybe since what I'm hearing from Chair Butler and from the House members, we've been through this bill. It's the identical bill that we went through. Do you want to give a very abbreviated version? I know folks are waiting, both the House and the Senate members, to get back to the floor as soon as we can.
Senator Decker, just basically with your A35, the main components there is you've got the residential energy personal income tax credit, and you have a 5-year sunset on that. Then you've got new language for the intertie issue. Then you've got the 100% sales corporate apportionment formula beginning the 1st of July of this year, 2005, so you're bringing that forward. Then you've got the research and development tax credit going to $2 million, increasing that annual maximum amount, and that's beginning 1/1/2006. Then you've got the earned income tax credit becoming refundable, increasing the percentage, but then also sunsetting the refundability of the earned income tax credit. So that's beginning 1/1/2006. At 5% refundability, going to 6%, earned income tax credit refundable 1/1/2008, and then sunsetting that in January 1st, 2011. Then you've got the personal income tax credit for volunteer emergency medical technicians and House Bill 2787A and Gross that the House provided and passed through. And then you've got on the reconnect portions, you've got a disconnect from QPI subtraction, and then you've got a disconnect from the federal taxable income for the subsidies for prescription drug plans, but that just begins January 1st, 2008. So you do have a connection there for 3 years prior to that. That's it.
Right. We're not in work session. I'll open work session on Senate Bill 31. Chair Butler.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much, first of all, for the opportunity to first have the have committee reread the abbreviated portion of the SMS. And I want to personally go on record to thank you for absolutely keeping 100% to our original agreement to make this a better bill and to do the things that you've done. You have been 100% true to your word from the time we began negotiating, and I'm sorry that we've protracted this out for this lengthy period of time. With that, Mr. Chair, I would move the A35 amendment into Senate Bill 31A for the conference committee.
Senator Butler has moved the dash A35 amendments to Senate Bill 31 discussion.
Mr. Chair, to the motion, if I may, Legislative Council has prepared an amendment to a portion of this. He said he'd give about another 10 minutes to actually extend the sunset on the life of the solar credit, on all of that credit, not bifurcated, but all of that credit for 10 years as opposed to 5. And that's another amendment, but I would like to have that on the record because that has been something that's met with your acceptance, and he just caught my attention just now and said give me another 5 minutes, so can you give me that long? But I think we're all in agreement that we know that we would like to have this credit. Again, I think Senator Westland can probably address that concern because, Mr. Chair, it's my understanding that these industries are willing to come to Oregon or that they're already in Oregon, and there's quite a move to get them up and running, and their concern is that if they're manufacturing these things in Oregon and know that the credit is there, then they can get that much more marketing and that much more penetration into the market with these new solar devices, which will save significant energy, particularly in eastern Oregon where we get lots of sunshine.
And western this summer, which we're just missing out on. But I think my two colleagues here, they're good for 5 minutes, so I will turn it over to, because if anyone can occupy 5 minutes, in the Senate. It literally is, and that's why we picked them. It is these two individuals. So I will defer to them, and if you filibuster for a few minutes, we can get the solar thing fixed and get it done right.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to fill time. I don't know why I assumed he was speaking of me. Oh, maybe he was talking about you.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Well, you know, Mr. Chair, while we are sitting here discussing the importance of this bill, perhaps we could entertain a friendly discussion with regard to trying to fix an unintended consequence of ballot measure 37, the issue that precludes a great deal of I wouldn't go so far as call it hardship, but a great deal of burden, not only for many property owners, but also our assessors. If we don't address this issue, what's going to occur with regard to filings and farm deferral in EFUs where there is even only one EFU or 37 claim filed? Let's say there's an EFU with 100 farms and one farm exercise his or her right to file 37 claim. All of the 99 other farms in that EFU are going to have to, on an annual basis, file an income statement and file a farm deferral claim every year. That creates a great deal of burden, not only for the property owner, but also the assessor. And I think while we're here and we're waiting, I think it would be appropriate to discuss that issue and perhaps include them in the bill with the A36s, which we all should have had copies of by now. How am I doing for filling time, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I personally have no objections to the discussion that Senator Westman has started, and I'll go on the chair's lead on what we want to do with that. But you will notice that I have not prepared amendments to introduce either my new home buyer's tax credit from last session or my increased tax credit for students that are repaying their loans in an expedited fashion. I don't have those amendments prepared for you, so.
Shit. That totally bums me out that you're not trying to get them into Senate Bill 31.
But. I'm one of the few people in the building that's not trying to get more things into 31.
Well, so that takes us back to the 36. How convenient.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, please take us to a different topic.
Well, just a slightly different topic. The A35 amendments which you have only the odd number of pages in it. It's,
that's a new thing we've got.
5, 7. This is for speed reader.
All right. Here you go.
Page 2 of the dash 36 has fixed that problem, Mr. Chairman.
I'll get the evens to you tomorrow. I'll have those for you.
Oh, are my amendments in there?
Yeah. Some minor tax tweaks. We do need the 3/5 on those. Let's get word from Dexter on our ETA. Dexter, how are we looking? We're kind of waiting for that 10-year.
I know, and being copied now, we're going fast again.
Okay.
Now we're invited to do this
thing. Mr. Chair, I do have a question.
Yeah,
there
please.
Are even pages of this, right?
Representative Buckley.
Yes, they're here.
I didn't do the
copy. Oh, it's, you'll notice it's twice as thick. Senator Westland, do we have the 36, was it, an amendment to the A36?
Well, I could just tell, it's warm reception by the chair. Let me pass a couple copies down.
You got a lot of copies of this.
Well, wherever my staff is,
we have more.
Yeah.
So So, I mean, my...
Here, if you don't prepare sugar copies down there, I know what's in it.
Well... Here, Mark.
It has two pages. The third page is blank. Is that something
I would like to do? How are we going to get this thing?
The 36th Amendment was brought on behalf of the...
I've got two people talking.
36 is brought on behalf of Senator Westland.
Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau.
Are the A35s on the table? Maybe we can. Let's just adopt those. Did you move A35s?
I didn't move.
Okay. So well, let's just do that while we're waiting. So Representative Butler's moved A35s. Any further discussion, especially on the A35s themselves, that folks would like to have? Are there objections to the A35s? So adopted. Okay, that ate up about 30 seconds.
36 follows 35, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling is, just maybe to preempt any other amendments, is that we have an agreement that is, I would say, tenuous. I just presented to our caucus, and I walked through what was in it and what was not in it. And I don't know if I'm sympathetic or not. It sounds like a good change to Oregon law that probably should have gone through the Oregon legislature, but any additional amendments, I'm not open to on Senate Bill 31 for the very reason that we negotiated this out and we got an agreement, and I just think we got to stay to the agreement that we had.
Well, I could bring forward the 37s that you'll hate and then bring forward the 36s, which would look somewhat attractive to you.
Or, Mr. Chairman, if you gave us 5 minutes, we could come up with 3 or 4 more tax credits for you.
We got Dexter. Dexter's working very, very, very hard. Well, Representative Butler, I will say it was certainly tremendous to work with you. Work on this agreement, and we think we've had a relatively successful session working together and working with the House Revenue Committee. And in a few weeks, we'll get the September forecast so we can come back together. And
we're anxious to know if it'll be up, Mr. Chair. So. But it has been a delight for me personally to work with you and your staff, and not just on this particular matter, but on the OCED matters, where some really, really good legislation has captured the attention of a lot of top-notch business folks in the state of Oregon, and you brought them to the table. I appreciate that, and they're, I think, in large measure, $32 million came to Onami as a result of some good thinking, and I've just been very impressed with the way that you've been able to keep those folks' attention and keep them concentrated and their efforts focused in the right direction.
Thank you.
I think we'll look back, and this is going to be before Lacey is in junior high school, or Macy rather is in junior high school. But if you'll look back and see things like chips implanted
in addition to
hemodialysis and those kinds of things in human bodies, and say that came out of my bill that helped us get Onami on the road. So I mean, this is all leading edge technology as a result of your work, and it's been a real pleasure for me to be associated with. I've got your attention here. Dad used to have a string of Tennessee Walker horses, and he started breeding them with some quarter horse blood in them, and then he got one old Soapy that he really, really liked to ride, and he went down and put money on old Soapy to enter into a couple of different horse races, I figured Dad was a very frugal man. He never did spend his Social Security money. And I said, Dad, I don't understand. why do you have old Sophie running those races where she always comes in last? He said, son, he said, when you get to be old Sophie's age, he said, you'll realize that it never hurts to lather up in good company.
That's right. That's right.
So I feel like I'm lathering up in good company with you, Senator.
Okay. And, you know, in fact, Macy, now, you know, it started out she was two, but now, by the end of the session, she's actually in junior high already. Yeah. We made the full circle.
That's a cute little cap you got. She said, Dad, that's my cap and gown.
That's right. I have a technical question, Mr. Chair.
I'm reluctant to recognize Senator Westland, but Senator Westland.
When is the next revenue forecast due out?
28th
of this month?
Senator, I talked to the state economist. He said it would actually be that rare thing of actually being on September 1st.
Hmm.
Usually it's a day or two before. But he said September 1 is when they were planning to create it.
Any highlights, Paul? Paul sometimes knows any highlights of since this is our last night together as a as a community.
Well,
no,
I haven't heard anything of
highlights.
It's truly a mixed family, though.
It is. It's a dysfunctional family, I think.
Well, Senator Westland paid his estimated taxes this quarter, and it's really run the numbers up.
That's right. That's right. We didn't have to pass 480 to get them.
Special credit for your business.
Which is why we need to look at the 36s.
Should we wait for the?
Yeah.
Right there.
No, let's not wait.
One copy so far.
One copy so far.
Okay.
You want to just move them and we'll just move them to the right. Mm-hmm. We got one.
Yeah, and it looks like this is the original bill. So, I mean, you don't need the 34
so, so
in addition to the
48.
He's redone the whole thing.
Chair,
okay, so we're ready to go. We'll recognize Chair Butler and we'll end this great festival of
Mr. Chair, I would respectfully request that we suspend the rules to be able to amend or to withdraw my motion and withdraw the passage of the A-35 amendments to Senate Bill 31.
Senator Representative Butler has moved to withdraw his motion to approve the A-35
suspend the rules
and has moved to suspend the rules. Is there any objection to that motion? So,
Mr. Chair, I respectfully request that we remove the A-35s by a motion of the committee.
Representative Butler would like to remove the A-35s, which were just adopted because we just got the A-40s. Is there discussion of that motion? Is there any objection to that motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the A-40s into Senate Bill 31.
Representative Butler has moved now the A-40 amendments that include that 10-year sunset for the solar energy as part of this omnibus package of tax changes to Oregon. Is there discussion of that motion? Any objections to that motion? So ordered. Senator Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, at that point, sans the any further business that you're willing to consider in accordance with our previous agreement, I move that we move Senate Bill 31 as amended today to back to the floors with the concurrence motions of the conference committee.
Representative Butler has moved the amended version of Senate Bill 31 to the House and Senate floor as the conference committee report. Any discussion of that motion? The clerk, call the roll.
Representative Boker.
Aye.
Representative Butler.
Aye.
Senator Devlin.
Aye.
Representative Hatch.
Aye.
Senator Westland.
Aye.
Chair Decker.
Votes aye. That motion passes. Representative Butler will carry in the House, and I will carry in the Senate, and we are adjourned.
We'll need to sign, Mr. Chair, the document.